Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 18 Laws of Leverage, The Ultimate Blueprint for Exponential Wealth by Nate Hambrick is a business and personal finance book built around the idea that wealth grows faster through leverage than through effort alone, rather than presenting a traditional savings or hustle-first approach. The book argues that people should learn to multiply results by using capital, other people's skills, reputation, ownership structures, tax strategy, and attention. Its framework is organized into 18 laws, each intended to show a practical way to expand output without proportionally expanding labor, based on the available descriptions. The book is aimed at entrepreneurs, investors, and readers who already understand that hard work matters, but want a clearer system for scaling beyond it. The tone is action-oriented and highly applied, with examples that reportedly range from modest to large-scale business situations, so the ideas can be translated across different stages of wealth building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth is presented as a multiplication problem, not an effort problem. The book's central argument is that ordinary labor has a ceiling, while leverage can expand results far beyond personal effort. Hambrick frames wealth creation as a matter of multiplying outputs through resources already available, rather than trying to do everything personally. This matters because it shifts the reader away from the common belief that more hours automatically produce more wealth. In the book's logic, time is too limited to be the main engine of financial growth. Instead, the reader is encouraged to look for systems that allow one decision, asset, or relationship to generate repeated returns. That can include borrowing strength from capital, talent, distribution channels, or ownership. The value of this framework is that it changes the question from how do I work harder to what can I leverage? This makes the book especially relevant to readers who are stuck in linear income thinking and need a more scalable model for building wealth. Secondly, the book treats other people's capital and skill as core wealth-building tools. A major recurring theme is the use of external resources to increase output. The available descriptions emphasize laws that involve leveraging the capital and skill sets of others, which suggests the book gives serious attention to partnership, delegation, and shared risk, rather than assuming that the wealth builder must personally provide every dollar, skill, or task. The book argues that growth often comes from assembling the right combination of people and money. This is a practical business idea, not just a motivational one. In entrepreneurship, one person may have the vision, another may have operational skill, and another may provide funding or access. The book appears to encourage readers to structure deals and relationships so that they control more value than they personally create alone. That approach is useful because it explains why some businesses scale faster than others. They are not simply busier, they are better leveraged. The emphasis on collaboration also helps readers understand that wealth creation is often a coordination problem, not a solitary achievement. Thirdly, reputation, partnerships, and buying outcomes are treated as strategic assets. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on non-financial forms of leverage, especially reputation and pre-built credibility. The descriptions mention monetizing reputation through partnerships, sponsorships, and endorsements, which means the book sees trust and visibility as assets that can be converted into income. This is a significant shift from models of wealth that focus only on labor or investing. If reputation can create access, then the reader is not only building income streams but also building market position. The idea of buying victories instead of working for them fits this same logic. It suggests that some obstacles are more efficiently solved through transactions, delegation, or purchasing an established solution than through personal grind. That principle is useful in business because time and attention are limited resources. The book seems to argue that strategic spending can sometimes produce a better return than direct effort, especially when the goal is speed, efficiency, or scale. This makes the book particularly relevant for founders and operators who need to decide when to build, when to partner, and when to buy. Fourthly, tax structure and asset conversion are part of the leverage framework. The inclusion of accelerated depreciation and turning liabilities into assets shows that the book goes beyond generic wealth advice and enters the terrain of financial structure. This is important because many books about money stop at mindset or income generation, while this one appears to address how assets are owned, classified, and taxed. Accelerated depreciation is a concrete example of using the tax code to preserve more earnings, which reflects a more advanced understanding of wealth building. The same is true of converting liabilities into income-producing assets. That concept suggests the book looks for hidden value inside things people already own or pay for, rather than treating those items as dead costs. This is a valuable lens for investors and business owners because it highlights how accounting, ownership, and tax treatment can materially change net outcomes. In practical terms, the book is trying to teach readers that wealth is not only about making money, but also about keeping and positioning it intelligently. That makes the framework more operational than inspirational and more suitable for readers interested in applied finance. Lastly, the final law places attention at the center of modern leverage. The book's ending emphasis on the attention economy shows that it is trying to connect traditional business thinking with the realities of the modern media environment. Attention has become a form of economic power because visibility can create demand, trust, partnerships, and influence. By including attention as the final law, the book suggests that wealth is no longer built only through capital and ownership, but also through the ability to earn and direct notice. This is especially relevant in a world where audiences, distribution, and personal branding can affect how fast an idea or business grows. The inclusion of this concept also broadens the book's audience beyond real estate or investing alone. It implies that the principles of leverage apply to creators, founders, and professionals who need to build authority in public. The importance of this law is that it recognizes a major shift in how value is created today. If attention can be translated into opportunity, then strategic visibility becomes part of a wealth strategy, not just a marketing tactic. In conclusion, The 18 Laws of Leverage is best suited for entrepreneurs, investors, business owners, and ambitious readers who want a structured way to think about wealth beyond wages and self-reliant hustle. It will be especially useful for people who already accept that effort matters, but want a clearer framework for scaling through systems, partnerships, ownership, tax strategy, and audience building. The book's main benefit is that it converts a broad idea like leverage into a sequence of practical laws, which makes the concept easier to apply across different stages of financial growth. Compared with many books in the wealth genre, it appears more focused on operational leverage than on general inspiration. Its distinguishing feature is the breadth of leverage it covers: money, people, reputation, tax structure, assets, and attention. That combination gives it a more modern and business-oriented angle than books that rely mainly on motivation or personal discipline. Readers looking for a framework that connects finance, strategy, and modern visibility will likely find the book more distinctive than generic wealth advice. If you would like to support Nate Hambrick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.